This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz, and it's a great big welcome for morning devotions. I'm pretty sure that nearly all of us have probably prayed at some point in our lives. I don't know what the statistics are here in this country, but I did read of a survey a few years ago which revealed approximately 0.75% of the population in Britain pray at least once a week. Now, if that figure is still correct, it's quite high. It means that many people do say a prayer to God during the week. If you go to church, you go to pray. You pray to God and you join others in that congregation who are also praying. But have you ever wondered why so many people pray? Albert Einstein said that there's really only two ways to live. He said, "Nothing is a miracle," or "Everything around me is a miracle." Now, I believe that there is a divine creator behind creation. There's a God behind all goodness. Therefore, if you and I can connect with him somehow, that would be the most mind-blowing thing we can ever do. And yes, we can, by prayer. I mean, archaeologists keep digging up proof that people over the centuries have always prayed. People of many faiths pray every day. Even the atheists admit to praying sometimes. And most people think of prayer in two ways. Firstly, there's a formal prayer, you know, the saying of grace before a meal, or formal prayers at church, or the God bless mummy, God bless daddy type of prayer. There's something very special, I think, when children are encouraged to pray like that. And then the second type of prayer is the crying out for help prayer. And that's the prayer that's driven by pain or fear. Psalm 143 in the Old Testament was one of these, when David cried out in his prayer at a time of real danger. "My enemies," he said, "are chasing me, crushing me to the ground. I'm in total darkness. I've given up all hope and I feel numb all over. Please hurry, Lord, answer my prayer. Don't turn away and leave me here to die." That's Psalm 143, verse 3 and 7. In more recent times, Sam Johnson was an American fighter pilot in the Vietnam War, and his plane was shot down over North Vietnam, and I'm talking about 1966. And he and others ended up as a prisoner of war for 7 years. Now, can you believe this? But for half that time, he was in solitary confinement. For 18 months, he was in leg irons. He experienced horrible torture, and the only thing that held him together during those years was prayer and God's grace. I'm sure that he and many prisoners cried out to God for help. Deborah Patterson was involved in a very bad car crash in 2003, almost killed her, and she wrote an article called "The Day I Nearly Died," and she said as a result of that horrible car accident, her outlook has changed. She said, "I've come around to this new reality of intensive care and pain, hearing that my friends were praying for me. It was a great help. I felt as though I was in a huge storm with no umbrella, but I felt safe because a crowd of people were holding their umbrellas up over me. In and out of consciousness, I couldn't communicate, but there was a remarkable clarity of what will sustain you, even a family, friends, accolades, adventures." She said, "In the end, it's only me, myself, and God." How true that is. She's right. In the end, there is only that. So from time to time, we might have felt tempted to ask, why should I pray? What's the point? Well, I want to say that as prayer is about this relationship with God, as we pray, we are drawn into this deepest relationship in prayer with God, the triune God, the Trinity, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. If I send a card to my daughter that says, "Happy birthday," what purpose does that serve? Well, she already knows it's her birthday. Well, the message I'm trying to say is, "All the best." She knew that too. But the point of saying, "Happy birthday," I'm expressing my love for her, adding to that relationship. So when we say, "I love you," to a child or a parent or a friend, it doesn't come as a surprise, but it's an affirmation of what we already know. Well, God is like that, and prayer is affirming that we love God and God loves us. We don't have yet a perfect relationship with God, but we can speak to him. Prayer becomes that way of talking about fears, doubts, anxieties, our successes, and our dreams. And Lord, I want to pray and thank you for all that. In Jesus' name, amen.